Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. It's good to have you, have all the listeners here tonight. Tonight we have a special guest, Rodney Perry. Rodney Perry is a comedian and actor who has worked with the likes of Oscar winner Monique, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, and George Lopez is opening acts for all three. So we're going to go into a commercial, and then we're going to come back and talk to Rodney Perry.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
At-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 70 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child.
It's Bookie Production.
We back up in this bitch again, man. Hey, I don't even know what to tell you. All I can say is keep listening, you know what I'm saying? This your boy, D-U-B-S-A-C, Dove Sack, a.k.a. Carlos Vegas. Man, this shit just don't stop, man. I'm talking about, we on country road, so ain't no damn red sign. Shit like an octagon, you heard me? You want that right there, check out the UFC. As a matter of fact, let's knock these niggas out the box right now.
Who are you? They call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'm a broken trees dying, nothing left but a stump. Keep the pistol grip pump on my lap at all time. Niggas hollering other niggas over, they don't fuck with mine. 16 on the grind, ain't talking about no much. Out of 16 ounces, roll 160 blunts. Gave the rest out on front to my homie from the gum. Came back real quick, he said you got what they want. I grabbed the green lump, yeah, I'm talking about that money. 1, 5, 10, 20, 50s, and them hundreds. Stay fresh when I dress, why y'all niggas looking bummy? Snakes, stay on your stomach.
Who are you?
They call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'ma blow the trees down, nothing left but a stump. Blow on, blow on, but blow on, blow on, and go on. Blow on, and blow on, and blow on. Yeah, they call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'ma blow the trees down. But a stump.
Blow on, blow on, blow on, blow on, blow on, blow on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
Chill.
You already know my nigga. You little boy D on the track. Chillin' with my homie, big bro, bro, dude.
Hey, I don't take no junk. I ain't chin the red fox. All I do is get money, roll up and move blocks. Knock a nigga out of shop. If it's trapped inside a line, shake them off like Dion. Last name Sanders. I know you niggas can't stand.
Who are you?
They call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'ma blow the trees down, nothing left but a stump. Blow on, blow on, but blow on, blow on, and go on, blow on, and blow on, blow on. Yeah, they call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'ma blow the trees down, nothing left but a stump.
Blow on, blow on, blow on, blow on, blow on, blow on.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
It's Bookie Reduction.
We back up in this bitch again, man. Hey, I don't even know what to tell you. All I can say is keep listening, you know what I'm saying? This your boy D-U-B-S-A-C, Dub Sack, a.k.a. Carlos Vegas. Man, this shit just don't stop, man. I'm talking about, we on country roads, so ain't no damn red sign. Shit like an octagon, you heard me? You want that right there, check out the UFC. As a matter of fact, let's knock these niggas out the box right now. You. They call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'ma throw the trees down, nothing left but a stump. Keep the pistol grip pump on my left at all time. Niggas hollering other niggas over, they don't fuck with mine. 16 on the grind, ain't talking about no much. Out of 16 ounces, roll 160 blunts. Gave the wrist out on front to my homie from the gump. Came back real quick, he said, you got what they want. I grabbed the green lump, yeah, I'm talking about that money. 1, 5, 10, 20, 50s, and them hundreds. Stay fresh when I dress, why y'all niggas looking bummy? Snakes, stay on your stomach. Who are you? They call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'ma blow the trees down, nothing left but a stump. Blow on, blow on, but blow on, blow on, and go on, blow on, but blow on, blow on. Yeah, they call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'ma blow the trees down, nothing left but a stump. Blow on, blow on.
You already know my nigga. You know the boy D on the track. Chillin' with my homie. Big bro, bro, Dub Sack.
Hello, do we have Mr. Rodney Perry on the line?
It's Bookie Reduction.
We back up in this bitch again, man. Hey, I don't even know what to tell you. All I can say is keep listening, you know what I'm saying? This your boy D-U-B-S-A-C, Dub Sack, a.k.a. Carlos Vegas. Man, this shit just don't stop, man. I'm talking about, we on country roads, so ain't no damn red sign. Shit like an octagon, you heard me? You want that right there, check out the UFC. As a matter of fact, let's knock these niggas out the box right now.
Who are you?
They call me Dub Sack, a.k.a. Forrest Gump. I'ma throw the trees down, nothing left but a stump. Keep the pistol grip pump on my left at all time. Niggas hollering other niggas over, they don't fuck with mine. 16 on the grind, ain't talking about no...
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, next we have Luce Dodon. We're waiting on Rodney Perry. He should be here shortly. Continue to listen in to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The call-in number is 1-347-327-9376.
Hey, now, you know I do my thing for that, you know what I'm saying, that girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo.
Swag brother, swag brother, swag brother.
Throw it on a two-way, turn four-way. White girl and that white boy, get it like a OJ. Get it like a OJ, get it like a OJ. Get it like a OJ, get it like a OJ. Throw it on a two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, get it like a OJ. Get it like a OJ, get it like a OJ. Get
like I'm OJ. Get no play. I'm riding through your hood and I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speech, no hate. I don't hang out with you, hanging on with your kind, no way. So, it's a say. Your crew say, I gotta scrap it, I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Yo, so juicy. I'm last Tuesday. She bring his hair like Rudy. She with the movies. That's all I spent. I tricked that cause I'm a pimp. I bought a pimp and broke it down a thousand. I hit the strip. Them went so quick. Another flip. Next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's on a two way. Turn to a four way. White girl and then white boy. Here like a OJ. 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 So it's on a two way.
We have with us tonight Mr. Rodney Perry, who is a comedian and actor. How you doing tonight, Rodney Perry?
What's up, Lamar? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Well, hey, thank you, Ms. Angela. Let me tell you something. Thank you for even having me on here. I was messing around. My family been out of town for like the last 4 days, and they're getting in. And they'll be here any minute. So I said, I got to doing stuff, cleaning the house and stuff, and I almost was running a little late, so I apologize for my tardiness.
That's okay. That's okay. It's wonderful to have you on the show, a fellow Blog Talk radio host.
Yes, ma'am. I've been doing Blog Talk for a few years now. How you like it?
I love it.
I feel you.
Okay. How did you get your start, Rodney?
Oh, man, I think you get a lot of different starts in this business. As far as stand-up goes, I've been doing stand-up, I feel like, all my life. I had a teacher in second grade that would let me tell jokes at the end of the class if I would shut up throughout the course of the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What careers did you have before becoming a full-fledged comedian and actor?
Oh, I did many things, but my big thing, I was in the Navy. I was in the United States Navy from 1990 to 1998. And, I worked for a modeling agency, not as a model, but I worked for a modeling agency for a short time. I managed apartment buildings. I did data entry for the VA. So I did a lot of things before I really settled in on my dream, you know.
In your early years, as a teenager and as a child, were you a class clown?
I was funny, but there were people that I grew up with that were funnier than me. You know, like Jeffrey Lightman was funnier than me, but he would never walk on stage. You know, it's something special in you that makes you think you can make strangers laugh, you know. So I was very funny, but I wasn't the class clown, if you will.
Oh, okay. You were very funny, though. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was wild. I was acting up, but I wasn't, you know. You know, in my neighborhood of Chicago, everybody was silly.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Which did you prefer, acting? Which do you prefer, acting or being a stand-up comedian?
Oh, stand-up comedy, man. I love, you know, performing and making people laugh. That's kind of my heart, you know. And stand-up comedy has created avenues for me to act and for me to do radio and for me to do TV. So, you know, comedy is my original gift. But I think as God blesses you, your gifts make room for your other gifts.
Oh, okay. Yes, he does. How was working with George Lopez and Cedric the Entertainer?
Well, you know, I've been blessed in my career to be under the tutelage of some great comedians. George Lopez, Sid the Entertainer, Monique, Steve Harvey. You know, I learned something different from each one of those people. Like George Lopez was a great writer. He would write after every set. He would create new material. And then Sid the Entertainer was the best people person I ever been around. I mean, he was really great at making everybody feel like family. And then Steve Harvey, I learned the business. You know, Steve Harvey is probably the best businessman / comedian I've ever been around. And then you take all of those great qualities and then you have Monique. You know, she does all those things well. She's an awesome human being.
Oh, okay. Yes, you were co-host with Miss Monique, weren't you? The Oscar winner?
Yes,
okay.
I was.
All right, that's wonderful. How did you meet Miss Halassie Michelle, isn't it?
Huh?
How did you meet Miss Monique?
We connected. Well, first of all, the comedy circles are really small, and I was performing in Los Angeles, and she saw me. She had an assistant that was a fan. And her assistant said, "You got to see this Roddy Perry. He's silly." And so they came out to see me. And then I get a call maybe like 2 days later, a random call out the blue, and it's Monique. And she was like, "We've been laughing at you for the last 2 days. You silly." And we began to have this great conversation. And she was like, "Ronnie, don't take this the wrong way, but can I take your wife on a shopping spree?"
Oh, okay.
And I was like, "Shopping spree? Yeah." And she took my wife out to spend like $2,000 in our house that day. And, man, I was just floored by her generosity. And so I asked her, I'm like, "How do I pay you back?" She said, "You don't pay me back." She said, "Someday you'll be able to bless some young comic the way I'm blessing you." And we've been fast friends ever since then.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. That she sounds like a very giving person.
Oh, she's an awesome human being.
She's an awesome human being. Okay,
yeah,
so
real.
You are a family man. I heard you mention your wife.
Oh yeah, I got my wife. We've been married 16 years this year, and my wife and I've been married 16. And we have 6 children. She and I have 4 together. Then I have an older son, older daughter.
Okay, what advice do you have for young people? For fathers, not necessarily young fathers, but fathers in general.
I'm probably a better father than I am a husband because I don't think I didn't have a reference point of being a husband, you know, because, you know, my dad wasn't really around, but I kind of had different men in my life to show me how to be a father, and then your instincts kick in to be a father, so... I mean, the best advice I would give any young man out there who's having children is to just be present and don't lie to them. You know, you might lie to your wife, but don't lie to your kids.
Don't lie to your kids, okay.
Dude, lie to your children, man, because that's the thing about our children, is like when you tell them something, they believe that. Like, they believe it, you know, wholeheartedly, so... You cannot tell a child something that you don't plan to do. And so, you know, that's what I try to do. I learned that early on. Because sometimes you just want to say what they want to hear. But it's better to tell them, no, daddy not going to be able to do that and do it than to say, I'm going to do it and not do it.
Okay. All right. Do you feel that black men are given an unfair portrayal in the media or life in general?
Well, this is what you got to understand. Black men in general are under attack. And not just black men, but the black family. I mean, you got to think, over the past 15 to 20 years, our families have been dismantled. You know, and it starts by, you know, they empower our women, tell our women that they don't need us, right? At the same time, you're incarcerating a black male left and right. Now, you got a generation of kids that don't have any fathers or don't even have a reference point. So the women are at a loss, the young men are at a loss, and it creates a cycle. So absolutely, I think black men are portrayed in a certain light in the media, but it's not entirely the fault of the media, because it's a deliberate attack, as I see it, and we have to break those cycles.
It's a deliberate attack, and we have to break those cycles. Okay. I understand what you're saying. Are you working on any projects, any films, television shows, anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I shot a movie myself and a Tony Rock, Chris Rock brother called Come On Man, and that's coming out. That'll be on Showtime and on Netflix and all that great stuff this fall. And then I shot another movie. It's my first really serious role, a gangster movie called The Broad Street Bullies. I shot out in Philadelphia. And, man, I played no smiley face. I shaved my mustache, all my hair, and I really played this gangster role. So I'm excited for people to see that.
Oh, you played a gangster. All right. I look forward to seeing that, too. Maybe I'll get a copy. I always say that,
I said, I killed about 10 people in this movie.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
So you working with Chris Rock?
I'm working with Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother.
Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who most would you most like to work with?
Oh, man, I would love to work with Don Cheadle. I'm such a big fan of his. Of course, you know, I'm a huge Denzel Washington fan. And you know who I really love? Regina King.
Okay. All right.
I love Regina King, man. I think she's just an awesome actress. I would love to share the screen with her someday.
Okay. I have to ask this. Are you and Mr. Tyler Perry married? I mean, related?
No. No, we are not married. No.
Related.
No, I'm not related to Tyler Perry. I'll give you a quick story about that. When I booked Madea's Big Happy Family, right, we had dinner at Tyler Perry's house probably like after about the first week of shooting. And he pulled me to the side. He said, you know, I almost didn't hire you because your last name was Perry. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, I didn't want nobody to think that it was nepotism. I was like, man, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm trying to feed these babies and you, what? So yeah, he was kind of worried that people would trip off of that. But no, we're not related. He's much taller and I'm way better looking.
Okay. All right. So you two are not related. Okay.
So
you in Madea's Big Happy Family. Okay. I saw your internet movie database resume. You have a film coming out called Soul Ties that's in post-production.
Yes.
Can you talk about that on the air?
Yeah. Soul Ties, it's a great movie. The same producer that did the Tony Rock movie did that movie, and they came to me, and it's a really, Soul Ties, it was a book by the young lady that produced it. Miss Ashira, and man, she wrote this beautiful book about her experience, you know, with abuse and molestation and things of that nature, man. And it's a really heavy story, and it's a great cast. Leon is in it. Terry J. Vaughn is in it with a great performance. Just a great cast, great group of people, and they actually came to me with a much deeper role, but I turned down because they wanted me to play the role of the molester, and I just personally had to turn that down because of my relationship with my own daughters. I mean, I didn't want to be on the screen and be saw that way.
Oh, okay, yeah, I understand that. I understand that completely. Tell my listeners about your time on Def Jam Comedy.
Well, all the every stand-up comedy show that's ever been on TV, I've had the unique blessing and pleasure to be on. From Comic View to Def Comedy Jam to Bill Bellamy's Who's Got Jokes to this brand new show I just shot for this new network, Bounce TV, called Uptown Comic. And, my blessing has been this. I'm always working on a set of new material when I get those opportunities. So Def Jam was a great blessing. But I didn't do Def Jam at the height of Def Jam. I did Def Jam toward the end. And so I wanted to do Def Jam forever. And people used to say I had been on it, and I hadn't. So it was definitely a big pleasure and a blessing to be on that show. And D.L. Hughley was the host when I went on there, who is turned out now he's one of my friends,
Okay. How was working with Kim Whitley?
Kim Whitley was the first person to give me a job in Hollywood. Awesome lady. I met her at a comedy club, and she was working on her stand-up at the time. And I began to write for her. And so when she got O-Drama, she brought me in, to be her writer on the TV show. So that was my first job in Hollywood. And give you a glimpse of how small the circles are and how you should treat people good, the lady that executive produced that show, O-Drama, also executive produced Monique's show. So I end up working with Ms. Marilyn Gill many years later. And that she was the first person to hire me.
What was her name again?
Marilyn Gill.
Marla Gibbs or Marilyn Gibbs?
No, Marilyn, like Marilyn Monroe, but Marilyn Gill.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for correcting me. Thank you very much. What advice do you have for the youth? What advice would you like to leave for the youth? What would you like to tell them? Because some of the youth are falling by the wayside. Not all of them, but some of them. There are some that are exceeding beyond measure. What do you think, what advice could you give to them?
This is my standing advice, and this is from a father with six children. My children are range from 23 to 2 years old, and I think we as young adults and children, you got to be willing to work hard. And those are the words I live by. I talked to my son earlier today, he was 19. I said, son, if you work hard, then you can play hard. And a lot of our kids want to play hard without the work. And you don't get to play if you don't work. You got to put the work in. So, there's no substitute for hard work, and you got to be willing to put it in.
All right. You have to be willing to work hard. There's no,
yes, ma'am.
That's right. You have to be willing to work hard at everything. Is there any information you would like to leave with the listeners? And also I have another question after this one. Then I know you have other things to do, so I'm not going to keep you on the show. But is there any information you'd like to leave the listeners?
Oh, absolutely. My website is RodneyPerry.com. I'm very active on my Twitter page. I'm at Rodney Perry. And my Facebook is Rodney B. Perry. And, hit me up. I'm very friendly. I'm very cool. And I respond back, depending on what my schedule is, as long as I ain't too busy.
Okay. All right. I have one more question. What do you think of President Barack Obama?
I'm a fan of him. I think he's an awesome human being, awesome individual. And I think he's in the most difficult position of any president we've ever had, and he does it with so much grace and poise. He's he's the definition of breaking those cycles that we talked about earlier.
Okay. He's the definition of breaking those cycles. Okay, so you believe that the black family is under attack. Okay. That's probably true. But it's a sad situation in America. But I'm also a fan of President Barack Obama, and I'm very proud that he is president.
Oh yeah. Now we gotta go to the polls to get him another 4 years so he can really do the work.
Yes, yeah. Encourage the people to go out and vote. So go out and register if you're not registered and exercise your right to vote.
That's it.
Vote for the person of your choice or the party of your choice. Exercise your right to vote. There were people who died for that right to vote.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Perry, for coming on my show. And I look forward to having you back. Maybe I can be on your show one day.
That's right. Angela Butler in the building. Thank you for having me, Ms. Angela. Have a great rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
All right, listeners. We have with us tonight Rodney Perry, comedian, actor, as you heard. He has an extensive biography and resume. He's very talented and works hard. He left advice for the youth to work hard. So that's good news. He left advice to fathers. So I enjoyed the interview with Rodney Perry. I look forward to having him back one day. Listeners, we're going to go to some music. I'm going to listen to Yaji, independent artist. Listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The call-in number is 1-347-327-9376. If you'd like to advertise on Show Talk with Angela Butler, my email address is Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, Show, S-H-O-W, @gmail.com. You can reach me at that email address. And if you'd like to advertise on the show, please send me an email. All right, listeners, we're going to end the show tonight. I enjoyed our guest again, Rodney Perry. And listeners, I look forward to having you back. Thank you, and have a good night.